This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 with Alex Healy and Ollie Shelbourne.
Happy Monday, everybody. We've got some great stories for you all tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge show. Seth still off gallivanting around Europe, but he will be back with us next time.
I know, lucky him. Honestly, strap in. It's going to be a good show. What's the agenda for tonight, Ollie?
Well, I'm going to start us off with a brand new drinking trend that's taking over the UK, but it's not what you think. I'm going to reveal that very, very soon.
That is intriguing.
Plus, I'll tell you, while the world isn't very happy with Taylor Swift.
That's going to be a long story.
A very long story. But Alex, you're going to kick us off?
Yes, this is a really random one. So a priest claims he died and went to hell where one of the most popular songs of all time was being sung by demons. I can't get through that. I can't. Anyway, for that.
Yeah. Let's kick it off though with some throwback Rihanna for your Monday evening. This is Umbrella featuring Jay-Z, playing now on Eastside.
Rihanna. Good girl going back. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Rain and more than ever. Know that wheels do have
Rihanna, Jay-Z with Umbrella on Eastside.
I love that song. Such a good throwback.
It is, except in 2016, Gerald Johnson suffered a heart attack. He was a priest, and he briefly died for like a few seconds. And he said that when he did, he went to hell and demons were singing this exact song.
That Rihanna song.
Yeah, that Rihanna, Umbrella.
Wait. Two things. First, why that song? Second thing, a priest going to hell.
I know. You think?
Aren't priests supposed to go to heaven?
Exactly. Because you know how you can like technically like
clinically be dead.
Yeah, you could be clinically dead. Yeah. Announced dead for like 2 seconds or whatever.
And then back to life.
Exactly, yeah.
So that was the song you heard. And he went to hell.
Firstly, he went to hell. And then secondly, he heard that exact song. I would have thought he would have heard like S&M by Rihanna.
Like, I would have thought like, I don't know, Gangnam Style or something. Like Baby Shark or something. Really, really bad. Not like a pretty good song.
I know, right? So he said, my spirit left my physical body and I thought I was going upwards because I thought I had done so much good in my lifetime and helped so many people and basically made decisions that were godly decisions as opposed to going down.
So he's gone to hell instead. So how did he die? He had a heart attack. And then he was dead for 2 seconds. And then
I don't know how many seconds he was pronounced dead for, but obviously, you know, defibs. Thank God. Or whatever.
Brought back to life.
Yeah, brought back to life.
That was the song?
I know, right? And honestly, there was this show on Netflix called Surviving Death. And it's a docu-series that explores people's personal stories and like research on near-death experiences, reincarnation and whatever.
That's actually interesting.
And none of them ended up in hell. So why is this priest sharing publicly that he went to hell?
Okay, do we think that hell is even real? Like, do you believe in all that kind of stuff?
I used to. Because like obviously that's how I was like raised, Catholic school or whatever.
School and stuff.
You know, don't
heaven
sin
and hell.
Otherwise.
It's very exactly. Like sin and sin and heaven and hell, very black and white.
Exactly. Then when I was 12, I was in Japan at this like temple at the top of this like literally like 1,000 stairs I had to walk up. And in this temple
that sounds like hell.
Literally it was. But there were like these really graphic images that had been like around for, I don't know, centuries, whatever.
What?
I know, and it was like of hell and I was so scared. And then I asked this like Japanese friend that we had at the time, like Mr. Mizaki's son, and he said, yeah, that's what happens when you go to hell. And I was like crying, and then dad's like, okay, hell does not exist. And mum got so mad because dad was like,
yeah, she raised you as a Catholic.
And exactly, and dad was like, hell does not exist, heaven doesn't exist, when you die you die. And I was like, oh, thank God. And I feel so much better. And I was like, now I can just do whatever I want and not worry about going to hell.
And so what song would you want to listen to? If you were clinically dead for a couple of seconds, what would your song that you'd choose to listen to if you were in hell?
Oh,
I'm sticking by Baby Shark. That is the worst song.
Well, I would want to just listen to Justin Bieber, but I know Taylor Swift would be playing.
Repeat. Well, we're talking about Taylor Swift. We've got a story about Taylor Swift coming up on the show. A lot of people angry with her.
Oh, what did she do now?
I'll get into it next. But first, let's go into another song. This is a fresh one. Guy from the UK called Miles Smith. Song's called Stargazing. Plays now on Eastside.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. Can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Will Smith there with Stargazing. You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside with Alex and Ollie.
I'd love to know what Taylor Swift has done. You teased it, now tell us.
So, everyone is pretty upset with Taylor Swift. We all know she's had a huge year. She's touring the world with her, what's it called? The Eras Tour.
Yeah.
She's released her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, in April. So she's had a pretty big year, but everyone is accusing her of blocking other artists from having their moment to shine.
Oh, stop. Why would she want to take away from other people's success? She's already a billionaire.
Exactly. She's got millions and millions of dollars. She's got her tour that's going so well. She's got number one albums in like every single country. And they're saying, so Charlie XCX, you know that singer behind that song, Boom Clappin'?
Yep,
I don't
so
care.
Many.
I love it. She's got some good songs. She just released a brand new album recently called Brat. Mm. And the day she released it, Taylor Swift released a UK only rendition of her album that came out in April. So she's re-releasing these special editions of her album. There's vinyls, there's digital only versions, there's acoustic, there's instrumental. She's releasing this. And this time it was a UK only edition because that's where Charlie's from. That's where her biggest fan base are. And fans are saying, well, she's obviously released it only in the UK to stop Charlie from reaching number one, which is what happened. Charlie reached number two.
And
Taylor sat at the top. But you've had 4 weeks, 5 weeks, probably like 3 months already of having a number one album.
I feel maybe there's some record or some award that you win if you, the longer you stay on number one. It'll be like Taylor Swift stayed number one for like a year. Here's a...
But it's like, she always preaches that she's about feminism and like girl power and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
like,
are there other examples?
Yeah, well, I mean, also a couple of months ago, Billie Eilish released her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Same thing happened. The day Billie went to go release her album, Taylor released new vinyl records, new digital editions to try and stop Billie from getting to number one. And the same thing happened. Billie debuted at number two in the US.
She has any day of the week to do that. Is there another example? Because like, she could easily play like, oh, it was only two times, it was an accident.
Well, it's now becoming a meme because people are now saying anytime an artist, like I think Sabrina Carpenter announced that she, this Please 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 song a couple of weeks ago, Dua Lipa was releasing an album, and people are saying, oh, guys, watch.
Oh,
Sabrina's
yeah.
just announced a new song. Taylor's going to release the Undercover Underwater Digital Instrumental Acoustic Version Online Only Edition to try and block it.
100%. With Sabrina Carpenter, because she was what? She was the
support act.
Support act for Taylor Swift. And now Sabrina is not as big as Taylor,
getting
but
bigger.
She's getting there.
She's had a rise to stardom.
And she's gorgeous. She's young. She's blonde. She's basically everything that Taylor Swift is except like 10 years younger.
Yeah. And you've got to be careful as well. I think Sabrina Carpenter got into trouble from Taylor, we think, because obviously Taylor Swift has a bit of beef with the Kardashians, always has.
Yeah.
And Kanye Sabrina West. Apparently did a campaign with Kim's...
Skims
Activewear. Around. And so they were saying maybe that's like the start of the bit of a feud between Sabrina and Taylor. But it is funny because the Billie Eilish one a couple of weeks ago, Billie sort of came out in an interview and said that she's sick of artists not being sustainable. Like, she wants to make music that doesn't, like, that's good for the environment, not releasing all these different vinyl editions that are, you know, takes a lot of energy to produce.
You're
and all
right.
this stuff, like carbon emissions and stuff. So Billie came out and said this, and then the week that Billie released her album, Taylor releases all these vinyl editions that stopped Billie from getting number one. So
she
is interesting.
She is so going to release something else when Sabrina's album comes out, because she would not be happy. She'd be like, I gave you life.
Yeah.
She was a support act for everything. Now Sabrina's almost just as big.
I just reckon, like, you've had your, I mean, she's still like the biggest artist in the world, but like, let other people have a chance to shine. And when we did see a couple of weeks ago, she kicked off her tour in the UK and she was backstage with like Prince William and all the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Literally, did
that
you see the video of like Prince William dancing to
along,
Shake It Off?
But, like, those kids would be like backstage. They're probably going to school the next day. Like, yeah, we were backstage with Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce was there as well.
Literally. And can I just say that as of 2024, Taylor's net worth is $1.3 billion.
Oh.
She could just retire. She doesn't have to continue.
God. Exactly. Just go have a holiday after you finish your tour. Let the other people have their chance to shine.
Literally. I'd be like, that's it. I'm done. Jet off to somewhere.
Well, we're going to get into a Taylor Swift song now. And this name of the song could be what she's been thinking about, what I've just said, Alex. It's Don't Blame Me, and it's playing on Eastside 89.7.
Don't blame me. Love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me, my drug is my baby I'd be using for the rest of my life. I've been breaking hearts a long time and toying with them older guys just to play things for me to use. Something happened for the first time.
time. Don't make me love, make me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life. Don't make me love, make me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Oh, Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life. My name is whatever you decide, and I'm just gonna call you mine. I once was poison ivy, but now I'm your Daisy. And baby, for you I would fall from grace just to touch your face. If you walk away, I'd beg you on my knees to stay. Don't make me love, make me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Drug is my baby, I'll be using for the rest of my life. Don't make me in love, make me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Oh Lord, save me, my drug is my baby, I'll be using for the rest of my life. I get so high, oh, every time, yeah, every time you're loving me, you're loving me. Every time you're loving me. Oh Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life.
Don't Blame Me, Taylor Swift on Eastside with Alex and Ollie.
Yeah, Alex, now I've got to get into this. This is a brand new trend taking over the UK and America at the moment. Obviously, they're in their summer, so a lot of people are out drinking. There's festivals, parties, day drinking, whatever. We're obviously not quite yet there. But there's talk that this could be coming to down under to Australia for just in time for our summer. It's called zebra striping. Have you ever heard of it?
No, never.
So they're saying they're now using, drinkers who are going out are now using the zebra striping method to completely like transform their nights out.
How does it work?
Because nobody wants to wake up the next day hungover, like you write the day off, you're in bed, you got a headache, you've ordered greasy food. No one wants that, but you obviously still want the fun of being drunk and, you know, like having a good time. You don't want to be sober on a night out, living your life, but without the, like, the next day consequences. Exactly. So what people are doing is they're now zebra striping, where they'll be on a night out, they'll have an alcoholic drink, they'll have another alcoholic drink, then boom, they'll have a Diet Coke or a lemonade or a juice or a water or something non-alcoholic.
Are you kidding
me?
Between. Why aren't people drinking water on a night out? This is not... Oh my God. That actually is crazy that people are actually making an effort to like drink water on a night out. For every alcoholic beverage I have a glass of water.
Yeah.
And I never get hungover when I do that. When I don't drink water... Oh my goodness, I'm hungover.
But I think as well, it's more so not just the water, because I think drinking too much water can also be like detrimental. It's like mixing up. Like you have a beer, you have another beer, you might have a mocktail, you might have a lemonade, then you go back onto a cocktail or a vodka mixer. So you're just like mixing the drinks in a sense that you're not doing like alcohol. You're breaking it up, but you're not losing the intoxication. You're just making it not be so painful the next day.
That's fair. Mixing between alcoholic and non-alcoholic. The risk is the hangover is so much worse when sugar is involved. Sugary drinks.
Those like El Camino frozen margaritas.
They're bad. So that's why having a soft drink is a bit risky if you're going to have a lot of alcohol and then a soft drink, because it's just your stomach is not going to be happy. Water, 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 water all the way.
Yeah.
Every single alcoholic beverage have the same amount in water.
Especially in the summer when it's so hot.
Yeah, and it's the only thing that can sober you up is time. Let's remember that. No bread, no water, no... I'm not going to say barfing, because sometimes it actually does feel a bit better.
There's also scientists have said actually that like it could actually make having water in between your drinks and having like a couple of drinks, proper glass of water, a couple of other drinks, proper glass of water can actually help the taste of the alcoholic drinks. Because they're saying the more strong flavors that you have bombarding your tongue, like different cocktails, beers, like vodka, you're actually robbing each drink of its distinctiveness taste. So having water in between actually helps reset your tongue palate so that the taste and like the flavor of the next drink is actually like, oh yeah, this is really good, because you're like resetting it.
Oh my gosh, that's what mixologists?
Yeah, mixologists. That's
what I would say, 100%.
Yeah, so like that's it. But also there's evidence that the younger generations aren't drinking as much as our parents, basically.
Oh yeah,
binge drinkers. So maybe drinking water and stuff and like other non-alcoholic beverages in between can help sort of sustain your night out.
You know what? It's a different generation. Drinks now are so expensive.
So expensive.
That's why.
Especially in Sydney.
Exactly.
In the eastern suburbs here, it's like
$25 for a cocktail.
$16 for Vodka Rebel.
No. Are you joking?
Not even kidding. And half the time, you're getting
kidding me?
Half of the can of Red Bull because I put in all the ice.
I would have thought it would have been like $9 for it.
It's
expensive. Wow, that's insane.
So maybe, maybe it's cheaper as well. Prolong your night, sustain it, have a couple of non-alcoholic beverages in there. You don't have to like stop drinking. Just have a bit of a gap in between so that you're not feeling super, super hungover.
Do you always drink water on a night out? Because I feel like you're definitely the type that just go like,
I always forget. And then my friend's like, go get some water. I'm like, okay. And then I'll have like three cups. And then I'll be like, oh, now I feel sick.
Yeah, only on a night out.
At least I don't fall into bushes.
Ah, funny. No, I don't know who you're talking about.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. When I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. My life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more, and days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left the baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right for me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. Oh. Don't be distracted. The one I need is right in my arms. Your kisses taste the sweetest with mine. And I'll be right here with you till the end.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. My light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Peaches by Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Giveon on Eastside.
You love that song, don't you? Love that artist. Isn't that your favourite?
Yeah, that song's all right, but Justin Bieber. Yeah, love him.
Guys, we've got some good news. Starting off this weekend, the Bondi Winter Festival is back.
Mm.
So you can see, you can go check it out. Bondi Transform. There's the ice rink if you want to try ice skating. Have you ever tried ice skating, Alex?
Yes, who hasn't?
There's the Ferris wheel. There's like all these cool food trucks and stuff for the kids, so definitely go check it out. This goes from the 5th of July to the 22nd, I believe. So that'll be fun.
I'll definitely check that out. I remember last year was so good. It's at Bondi Beach, right?
Yeah, right on the beach, like the promenade there, so you won't miss it. It's pretty cool.
Everyone's in Europe right now. Seth is there.
No, still.
He left us here alone, but he'll be back next time.
He'll be back on the show. We've got some holidays planned, though. It's always good to have a holiday book. You've got New York?
Yeah, like for the first time, like in
Christmas,
forever.
December,
yeah, I haven't traveled overseas since pre-COVID, so it's been like 4 years.
Get that passport out. Get it, the dust off it.
I know. Well, having a mortgage, you have other, you know,
responsibilities.
Exactly.
And stuff like that, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going with my cousin. Mm. Are you going anywhere?
I'm going to Bali in 3 days.
What? Really? Are you actually?
I actually have.
Stop it.
So that'd be good.
How'd I know?
Hopefully, I don't get locked up in Corobe Can or like fall off a motorbike. But
when did you plan that?
It was pretty last minute, like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, very last minute.
Six mates going to Bali.
Oh my god, I didn't even
know
what that
took. I'm going to try to bring a monkey back because I want a pet monkey.
That is.
But I also don't want to get a jab.
Don't be a Justin Bieber.
Did he have a pet monkey
for ages and then he like ran away?
No. Fair enough. On that note, that has been us for tonight. Another big show here on Breaking Waves.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Alex Healy and Ollie Shelbourne here on Eastside 89.7.
Bye. Call me and she happy with the girl. Never ever fall for a party, that's a no. I've been in the club and taking shots. If you got your mask off in the photo, you getting crap. Hopping out the function. The CVS is like a black away. But a moisturizer, my ice cold is dry on my face. Don't need that VVS, my ice is fake. Your life is fake. I choose to do it for my pocket's sake. You're basing your opinions on what the major says. I renovate the bad energy I erase. Yeah, I don't really ever wanna talk. Only really ever wanna talk. Guess I'm going back to the side. At least this money never really stop. Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me. I'ma pop you like a pea, yeah, at a mommy. Yeah, feel so hot like I'm chilling on the beach. Yeah, baby in the sun like the Teletubbies. Balls hanging low while I pop a ball off of y'all. Chain swinging, clang, clang, and it costs a lot. Bitch, I'm always at the Guala, yeah, and you are not badass beep. Keep on going till you hit the spot. Whoa, I'm a big bag hunter with the bow. She got a big bed, number drop it low. Mama called me and she happy with the grow. Never ever fall for a party, that's a nose.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.